Welcome to the third mirror meditation at the first gate. This is one of the more intense meditations, and it backs into the next meditation in terms of one being the past and the second being the present. So you should have practiced the two previous mirror meditations before attempting this one. And if you're ready, just set up your space with your mirror, your candle, set a sacred space, set a safe space, and we'll get started. So now that you've become comfortable with gazing into your mouth and into your eyes, let us move now even deeper into the vocal channel, using your imagination, your capacity to dream, to see deep into your vocal mechanism. Settle yourself in front of your mirror and simply begin to breathe with your full attention on your breath. The rise and fall of your diaphragm. Look into your eyes. Welcome yourself. You may do this meditation with your eyes open or closed. But you're going to leave your mouth open if you can. So if your eyes are open, please remain seated. If you close your eyes, you may lie down. You won't need the mirror, but only if you know you won't fall asleep. So, whichever you've chosen, just follow the sound of my voice and apply what makes sense. Follow your breath. And be aware of this opening, the mouth. Feel the air moving in and out. Feel the swallow and the muscles, the tongue, sensations in the throat. Notice any irritations or strain or fatigue, tension. Whether using your eyes or your mind's eye, see if you can pick up on discolorations, splotches or kinks or distortions of energy along the channel. Allow these things to be revealed to you and trust them. Hold the intent to discover the stories of humanity's past that resonate with your throat center. It doesn't really matter if you believe in past lives or not. Consider your ancestry. Consider periods of time that have interested you, histories that fascinate or scare you, and follow these stories through your central vocal channel. Let things arise in your mind's eye. You may see things in the mirror. Just observe. Nothing can harm you, nothing can hurt you. We're simply remembering incidents that you carry with you today that affect your ability to communicate or speak your truth. In this dreamlike space, be aware of any patterns, patterns of energy, patterns of thought. Patterns of circumstance or situation. Be open to new insights and messages from your higher self. We are exploring energies, memories, imprints. Pay special attention to traumas of the throat center that have happened throughout history. Hangings, tongue cuttings, head choppings. You don't have to visualize the gruesomeness. You just have to be aware if there is a reaction in you. Notice if any of your cells respond to these thoughts, either subtly or palpably. There's no need to fear. You're not going to relive any trauma. You are simply bringing the light of your awareness to them. You are bravely seeing how such traumas have impacted our human potential. You are deciding no more. If a memory or a feeling resonates deeply, follow it. Give it voice if necessary. You can make sounds. Use your imagination, your capacity to dream, to see it. So you can release it. Address it and heal it. Now, you know the pathway of this meditation. I suggest you spend as much time with it as you need to or want to investigate what's here and what needs to be released or healed. Only go on to the fourth mirror meditation practice when you feel you have successfully or satisfactorily, to your own judgment, accomplished this meditation. So take your time, whether you're lying down or sitting, just begin to stir yourself back into normal waking consciousness. Breathe. Good work.